You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining us for these 40 days that we're setting apart every single day to seek God out through the scriptures. Well, as I shared in the first episode of this series, I've invited some of my friends to come in and share what's on their heart, what verses are encouraging them, and what they're hearing from the Lord. Today is one of those days, so I hope that you find a quiet place, sit back, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Thanks for being here.
Hi, my name is Conchi, and I am part of the Faith with Friends Circle. As we continue this 40-day Lent journey, one of the verses I would like to share with you today is found in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. These verses are an invitation for those who are struggling and feeling overwhelmed to come to Jesus for relief and peace. The verses read, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Lately, I have felt tired, and if I'm being honest, I have felt overwhelmed for what seems like months. I find myself more than ever struggling to manage a healthy work-life balance. The demands and pressure at work continue to increase, and it has started to take a toll on me. A dear friend of mine recently told me that he felt I was struggling with corporate burnout. His comment bothered me and stopped me in my tracks. I told him that I disagreed, but after listening to him explain the why, it was hard not to agree. That day I sat in my car quietly for a while. I turned on some worship music and I began to cry out to God. I opened my Bible app and came across 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 through 10, which read, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Then it goes on to say at the end of verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." At that moment, I was gently reminded that just as God's grace was enough to sustain Paul when he fell weak, that same grace is available to me and to us today. We were never designed to handle everything on our own strength. Life is hard, relationships are difficult, and managing a career while trying not to disappoint those you love the most is hard. But we have to remember that we were never meant to carry all these burdens on our own. We have been created to trust in the God who can handle everything through us. I find comfort in knowing that God is still in control, and He promises to never leave us or forsake us. He walks before us, He walks beside us, and He is with us during our weakest and our lowest valleys. We are never alone. As we continue this 40-day journey, I encourage you to continue to seek the Lord. He loves you, and He is patiently waiting to bring relief to your weary and to your tired soul. Tune in tomorrow for more encouragement.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?